is Lauren Dhamakpour. She is currently a maternal and child health doctoral candidate at the University of Maryland in College Park in the Department of Family Science. She holds membership in Delta Omega, Omega Chapter Public Health Honor Society, and is a member of the Society of African American Public Health Issues. Her research interests include immigrant health, the social and cultural determinants of health, and the link between chronic stress and health. And she will be presenting on nativity and allostatic load among non-Hispanic blacks.
Good morning, everyone. I apologize for being late, and I'm overcoming a little cough. You never realize how large this convention center is until you have to speed across it to get to a meeting. But I slightly changed the title of my presentation today. It's Allostatic Load in Foreign-Born and U.S.-Born Blacks, Evidence from the 2001 to 2010 NHANES Survey. So the paper I'm discussing today sort of extends my interest in immigrant health and my research on black immigrants specifically, and aims to test whether the highly cited healthy immigrant effect actually applies to black foreign-born, and whether there's a health advantage in allostatic load for this population as well. I have no relationships to disclose. So I want to start off by placing the study in context and discussing why the study is important as well. So this study sort of blossomed out of an interest in immigrant health and also an interest in the role that allostatic load plays in illuminating some of the reasons behind the negative health outcomes and health risks that we see specifically in the black U.S. population. And this study is important for a few reasons. Firstly, despite research and intervention efforts, blacks in the U.S. really bear the brunt of negative health outcomes. But as we examine this population, it's really important that we understand and recognize that blacks in the U.S. are a heterogeneous group, and they include a growing population of foreign-born individuals who are culturally and linguistically diverse. And recent estimates suggest that the foreign-born segment of the black U.S. population has actually tripled in the last three decades, from 3% in 1980 to almost 9% in 2012. And to me, that's such a huge number. But despite this marked increase in the foreign-born black population, very little is known about the foreign-born black population, and very little is also known about their health. So other reasons why this study is important. For those of you who are not familiar with the allostatic load concept, it's basically a measure of our body's dysregulation and our overexposure to chronic stress hormones and how that can impact our health. And so, although we know that chronic stress has a really deleterious impact on our health, allostatic load actually allows us to examine this biological breakdown in a more in-depth way. And it also allows us to look at the biological reasons behind nativity-based differences in health. So even though we know the negative effects on health, and that the foreign-born are actually often buffered from chronic stress, and they actually have lower allostatic loads, this research has generally focused on the Latino population. And this is partly due to the fact that they are the largest immigrant ethnic group in the U.S. So there's a real need for a focus on black immigrants, a focus on black foreign-born population. And very little is known about whether the healthy immigrant effect actually translates to this group and whether there is a allostatic load health advantage for this group. So the purpose of our study really was to test whether the health advantage in allostatic load that we've seen in other populations, specifically the Latino population, actually extends or exists in the black foreign-born. And based on previous literature, we hypothesized that there will be a significant association between nativity and allostatic load, and specifically we expected that the foreign-born blacks in our sample would be less likely to have a high allostatic load score than compared to the U.S.-born blacks. So in terms of our methods, we pulled data from the 2001 to 2010 NHANES data set. And we really just wanted to examine the association between nativity and allostatic load. And so our sample included respondents who were medically examined and those who had biomarkers for the, who had laboratory tests for the biomarkers that we were interested in. And we excluded pregnant women and individuals under the age of 20 from our analytic sample. So the full analytic sample included 2,745 US-born blacks and 152 foreign-born blacks. So our dependent variable was allostatic load, and we put this measure together using 8 biomarkers. So we included systolic and diastolic blood pressure. We included 60-second pulse, C-reactive protein, albumin, total cholesterol, and high-density lipoprotein, and also creatinine clearance. So these were the 8 biomarkers that we put together, and these biomarkers really represent the different systems in our body that are part of our response to stress and part of the breakdown that occurs when our body is exposed to overexposed to stress hormones. So in terms of our independent variable, very simple, nativity, foreign-born versus U.S.-born, and we controlled for age, marital status, smoking status, education, poverty-income ratio, and gender. And for our analysis, we conducted a multinomial logistic regression. We ran a couple of models for our full sample, and then we separated our analysis for our foreign-born and our U.S.-born samples. So this table really just represents the results from our cross-tab and chi-square test that we conducted to examine nativity-based differences across our sociodemographic variables. So we found that the foreign-born and U.S.-born blacks in our sample had fairly different sociodemographic profiles. We found that in terms of smoking status, our foreign-born individuals, a larger percentage of them were non-smokers compared to the U.S.-born, so we're comparing 86% to 67%. And then we also found that for education, there are almost twice as many foreign-born individuals were college graduates or had a college degree or above, 34% compared to 14% of our U.S.-born blacks. So our first set of multivariate logistic regressions for the full sample actually found a significant association between nativity and allostatic load. So we found that the foreign-born were less likely to have a high allostatic load compared to the U.S.-born blacks. And we found that this actually persisted across our 3 models. And even after adjusting for our control variables, we still had a significant association. And so we started to look at our control variables. And among our control variables, we found that age, marital status, and smoking status were strong predictors of high allostatic load. So we found that individuals who were older were more likely to have high allostatic load. And this effect persisted after adjusting for our control variables. We also found that for marital status, those who were widowed, divorced, or separated were more likely to have a high allostatic load score compared to those who were married or living with a partner. And this also persisted after we adjusted for our control variables. And interestingly, we found that smokers were less likely to have a high allostatic load, which was really interesting, compared to non-smokers. And maybe we can talk a little bit about that. So when we ran our separate logistic regression models, when we separated them for the foreign-born and the U.S.-born blacks, this is where the magic really happened. And we found a far more interesting story. And we found that the relationship between various predictors and allostatic load really varied by nativity. So for the foreign-born blacks, we found that time in the U.S. was a strong predictor of high allostatic load, and this has been seen in previous other studies as well. We found that individuals who'd been in the U.S. for less than 5 years were far less likely, to have a high allostatic load score compared to those who'd been in the U.S. for 20 years or more. But unfortunately, this effect did not After we added our control variables, this effect disappeared. We also found that age was a predictor of high allostatic load, and this is not surprising. The older we get, the sicker we get, unfortunately. So those who were older were more likely to have a high allostatic load score. And then for the foreign-born, we also found that education was a predictor of high allostatic load. Those with lower levels of education were less likely to have a high allostatic load score. And then when we ran our models for the U.S.-born sample, we found that some of the predictors were different compared to the foreign-born. Firstly, we found that age, again, was a predictor of high allostatic load. Older individuals were more likely to have a high allostatic load score. And then we found that for those who are widowed, divorced, or separated, that they were more likely to have a high allostatic load score as well. And then this interesting thing popped up again, the smoking status. For the U.S.-born blacks, we saw that smokers were less likely to have a high allostatic load score. So we were also interested in looking at predicted probabilities of high allostatic load by age. So this figure really just shows the predicted probabilities of high allostatic load over age by nativity. So it's really easy to see that for foreign-born blacks and U.S.-born blacks, there's an increase in allostatic load with increasing age. But what's interesting is that the increase is much steeper for the U.S.-born blacks than for the foreign-born, and what is even more interesting is that at earlier ages, they have similar, U.S.-born and foreign-born blacks have similar allostatic load scores, but then this widens starting in middle age. So just to summarize our findings, the data supports our study hypothesis. There is an association, a significant association between nativity and allostatic load, and we found that foreign-born black individuals were less likely to have a high allostatic load score compared to the U.S.-born blacks, even after adjusting for all our sociodemographic variables. We also found that time in the U.S. was a significant predictor of high allostatic load for the foreign-born blacks, and that for both populations, age was a predictor as well, and that for the U.S.-born blacks, marital disruption was a predictor of high allostatic load. So in conclusion, I think that this study makes a significant contribution to the literature by highlighting that the healthy immigrant effect in allostatic load really does extend to black immigrants. Our analyses reveal important findings for the relationship between nativity and allostatic load. They suggest that the foreign-born blacks have a health advantage in allostatic load, and that this advantage is contingent upon important predictors that are similar to other immigrant populations but different from the U.S.-born blacks. So I think the take-home message here is that as public health researchers, and for me specifically as an immigrant health scholar, I think it's important to consider the larger picture when we're attempting to uncover the factors that might contribute to health deterioration, specifically for immigrant populations. Thank you. Yeah, question. Absolutely. Yeah.
Hi. Thank you. Two questions. The first one is, how did you use the 8 biomarkers to create a score, and then how did you get
kind of that? That's actually a good point, and I missed that in my when I was going through my presentation. So we had 8 biomarkers, and we dichotomized it. So we categorized high allostatic load as a score of 4 and above, and low allostatic load as a score of 3 and below.
And then the other thing is, yeah. Did you look at the interaction term for age and nativity? Did you look at the
scores
were different?
So the question is, did we look at interaction terms for age and nativity? We did not. That's something that we're planning to do in another paper, sort of extend that piece of it. But we did look at interactions by education and by marital status, but they weren't significant. Yeah. Allostatic load. Right. And how is that what? That's a good question, a really tough one. So allostatic load I could talk about allostatic load for days. It really is a measure of our body's overexposure to stressor hormones. So the idea that that stress impacts our health is nothing new. With allostatic load, the idea is that when we're exposed to a stressor, our body reacts. And so there's a cascade of stressor hormones. That's normal. And that when the stressor has passed, our hormone levels should go down to normal. But in some cases, our hormone levels don't. And so we are overexposed to these stressor hormones. And that's how allostatic load comes into play. And so it's actually an indicator of chronic stress, and it sort of impacts the systems that should be regulating stress, so our cardiovascular systems, our immune systems. So the biomarkers that we use to put this allostatic load measure together are biomarkers from the different systems that are impacted by chronic stress. Does that make sense? Yeah. And it's a widely used measure in immigrant health and cardiovascular research. The problem is that people use it in different ways. And it's worked in different ways, so it's really hard to say, okay, there's a gold standard. There really isn't. And so one idea that I'm thinking of in terms of extending this research is to look to see, instead of dichotomizing the allostatic load measure, look at the individual markers and see if they have an effect on, if there is an association with nativity for the individual biomarkers instead of the composite score. Oh, yeah.
What do you think is going on with the smoking?
Yeah. So the question is, what is going on with the smoking effect? The only thing that I can say, and this is what we wrote in our discussion for the manuscript, the only thing I can say about that piece is there has been a little bit of research that shows that for African Americans, behaviors such as smoking and drinking are actually stress buffering behaviors. And so they actually buffer African Americans from, and I've seen this only for mental health outcomes. So we think that's something that's going on here as well. Because when we separated our models for the US-born and foreign-born, we only found that effect for the US-born. So we think that's what's going on there. Yeah?
So
the slopes for allostatic load.
Right, mm-hmm. So with the foreign born and the US born slope, it's slightly different. And you don't have large numbers of foreign born, but were you able to look at or did you think about whether or not the slope would be different by years they have been in the US?
That's a good question. So the question is, have I thought about looking at sort of breaking it down by number of years in the U.S., right? Well, we found that there is an association between length of time in the U.S. and allostatic load, but we didn't break down our predicted probabilities by that variable. But that graph that I showed is a really simple illustration of what's going on. There's so much more that's going on within there. So it's definitely up to me and other researchers to sort of parse that out. But no, we didn't do that, to answer your question. Thank you.